A group of public housing residents in inner city Sydney wants to set up one of the country's largest art installation projects. Waterloo is home to one of Australia's largest housing commission estates. Thousands live in high-rise apartments, but the suburb is set to be redeveloped and many of these residents will be moved. So the We Live Here project is planning to put mood lights in all the apartment windows to draw attention to what's happening. Michael Edwards reports.
To some, Waterloo's twin Matavai and Turanga Towers serve as a reminder of misguided social policies that create ghettos of disadvantage. But to the 5,000 people who live in these 29-storey brutalist-style apartment blocks, they house a vibrant and diverse community.
I don't know how to describe it to people who don't live here, except that, yeah, I mean, it is a sort of 24-hour community, I guess.
For 26 of her 56 years, Karen has lived in public housing in Waterloo, a suburb just south of Sydney CBD. Karen is known as a local font of wisdom and an expert on life in public housing.
People kind of think we're all in the same boat. It's kind of non-judgmental in that way. That's one really good thing about it. It also feels kind of safe to me. Part of the reason for that is that there is always people around.
This way of life is set to come to an end, though, with the towers to be demolished to make way for a massive urban renewal project that will most likely alter the area's socio-economic balance.
They say that all the people who live here can come back, but it won't be the same place. They'll be in the minority.
But some aren't sitting still and just letting this happen without the public knowing what's going on. Claire Lewis has established the We Live Here project.
It's part social action, it's part documentary, and it's part community light sculpture.
Funded by a crowdsourcing campaign, We Live Here wants to turn the twin towers into shards of multicoloured light that shine out across the city.
Each of the residents that want to participate in the project will be given a 5-metre LED strip, a very basic lighting setup that they can change the colour to how they're feeling. We're hoping that people will feel sort of empowered, feel like they've got this point of connection between their interior world and the outside world through colour, so they can change the colour of their living room or bedroom to red, maybe if they're angry, or if they want to feel calm, then, you know, maybe green.
And the sense of inevitability that the towers will be demolished isn't dampening any enthusiasm from locals. One who has signed up to have lights in his apartment is 72-year-old David Ashton.
I think it's a physical way of showing one's voice, and I'd like to see it grow.
If it gets funding, the project aims to light up Sydney's sky sometime in the middle of next year.
Michael Edwards.